Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting second. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting second. The catcher, Clyde Sukeforth. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Leo DeRocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Benton. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Larry Benton. And now, play ball. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Grantham reaches second base with a double. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner takes first base on ball four. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton spins, and has Grantham trapped. He throws to Stripp, who tags Grantham for the out. Wehner moves to second. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a pop-up towards third. Stripp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Callahan reaches third base with a triple. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callahan scores. It's Pirates, 1, Reds, 1. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Grantham applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 0 for 1 in the game. Brickell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grantham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Heilman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Komorowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeRozier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Leo DeRozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRozier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Callahan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0 for 1 in the game. Suhr hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Sukforth interferes with Suhr, who is awarded first base. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Suhr moves to second. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strip fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sukforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Sukeforth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar juggles the ball. That's an error on Soar. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first, with Creamer covering, for the out. Sukeforth moves to second. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-1 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sukeforth moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer is 0-for-1 in the game. Creamer hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brickell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hot Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Musel moves to second. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeRocher hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0-for-1 in the game. Soar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Callahan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 0-for-2 in the game. Sukeforth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sukeforth moves to third. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-2 in the game. Stripp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sukeforth scores. Walker moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to third. Stripp moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker scores. Stripp moves to third. Two outs. It's Pirates, 3, Reds, 3. Hodford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive off the glove of Stripp, and into shallow left field. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Trainer moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trainer tags and scores. Hemsley tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Pirates. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kremer hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hemsley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Pirates. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brickell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brickell. The throw from Sukeforth and he is out, Ford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durocher hits a line drive towards short. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton strikes out. Two outs. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Callahan takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Sukeforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukeforth is 0-for-3 in the game. Sukeforth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grantham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Derosier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Komorowski hits a pop-up towards third. Stripp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gusseur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seur is 0-for-2 in the game. Seur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Derosier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stripp hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Komorowski. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Ford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Derosier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Lucas pinch hits for Leo Derosier. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to third. Evar Swanson pinch runs for Red Lucas. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Larry Benton. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. Ford scores. One out. It's 5-4, Pirates. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Callahan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Glenn Spencer now pitching. Clyde Sukforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukforth is 0-for-4 in the game. Sukforth takes first base on ball 4. Callahan moves to second. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Callahan tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Pirates, 5, Reds, 5. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Reds 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello now playing second base. Ray Colt now pitching. Glenn Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Callahan who is chasing the ball. Spencer reaches third base with a triple. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Komorowski hits a fly ball into center field. Callahan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.